WEBN 716. Good morning. The Dawn Patrol. Chile. 43 degrees now. 53 is the high for later on with cloudy skies, windy, a little chilly, like all day long. Light showers and sprinkles are possible. 53 today, 39 for tonight, maybe up near 60 again tomorrow. We have teamed up with Miller Genuine Draft. This is kind of a nice little thing. It's the Miller Genuine Draft Bachelor Party we've lined up. We're going to put you and six of your buds in the EBN limo with $1,000 cash and pet house pet Suzette Spencer as your chaperone.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have to be a bachelor?
You have to be a bachelor. You don't got to be engaged.
You don't have to be getting married.
You don't even have to be getting married. You just have to be a bachelor.
Yeah. We'll look for you to sign you up, or you can fax or email us.
Yep, we'll be all over town. I think if you go to the website, a couple of the dates are listed. We're going to be at Murray's Pub, I know, and a couple of different bars. You can get signed up there, fax, mail, or email. It's all at WEBN.com.
Easy enough. Email us, because we like to hear from you anyway. You know, John?
I understand completely.
We don't want to think we're just talking into air here.
No, besides, it gives you something to do with 620.
Thank you. Brought to you by John Morrell Meats. What you got?
An accident tonight.
721. Again, chilly today. High 5342 now. Just heard the commercial for the new TV season starting. Obviously, some very notable, memorable characters right there. Who could ever forget that cutesy pootsy Dharma? Huh?
Sure.
And
well, there's Greg.
There's Greg.
Yeah. Dharma, you have to have Greg.
I like Dharma better.
Yeah. He's one of those guys who's going to get very wealthy for no apparent reason.
Right. For being a blank slate.
Being a blank slate and letting her do the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, from what I've seen, and I've only seen a show a couple of times, she's the show. Right?
He's the straight man.
You don't got her, you don't got no show.
Kind of nice looking.
Should just be called Dharma.
He's not intrusive.
And that guy.
Dharma and her husband.
Well, it's kind of like Hall of Notes, you know.
Right, exactly.
Dharma.
Oates didn't do a whole lot.
Oates didn't do a lot. He just kind of stood there and collected the check. That's all right, though. There's nothing wrong with that.
Said for that.
Present company. There's this magazine called FHM, if you've never seen this thing. Basically, For Him magazine, so in the long line of Maxim and stuff and all that
gear.
Stuff that's really hot right now.
Yeah. Guy.
It's kind of, basically, it's like a Playboy. It's like the little stuff in the margins in Playboy without the boobies.
Right, yeah. Right.
You know, Playboy does do some serious journalism stuff. These guys, this is just all filler material.
Right.
With pictures of cute girls in bikinis and stuff. But they do have a thing here, and we're going to be talking to a guy from the magazine in a little while. The 100 greatest characters ever on TV.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is according to who? Is this something they came up with?
Yeah, it's their list.
The brain trusted at this.
Bunch of these guys sat around and talked about who made television what it is today. And there's 100 of them here.
All right.
And Bob the producer is really, he's really took back.
I'm incredulous.
Because nobody on the Andy Griffith Show is in here.
Yeah. That is amazing. Well, it doesn't sound like anybody on the editorial staff's over 35 years old, and one of a master fan who Ralph Cramden was.
But still, I mean, they have, I Dream of Jeannie. They got
they're not all recent shows.
Catwoman from the old Batman show.
Yeah, still, again, like I said,
what about Fred Mertz? Fred Mertz in there?
No, oh no,
I don't think Fred made it, man.
Mm.
Nobody from that show. Either?
Of course, Alf made the top 10.
Yeah,
no way.
Alf made the top 10. Corky from Life Goes On came in at number 45.
Greatest TV.
Mm-hmm. But, but the number one character was the top five, actually, from five down. Sonny Crockett from Miami Vice. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. B.A. Baracus, Mr. T from 18.
That's a TV character.
Yeah. Beavis from Beavis and Butthead, number three.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Big influence.
Basically, not in the top five.
Basically, right. Based on Cornholio.
Cornholio.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Number two, George Costanza from Seinfeld.
Yeah. All right.
And the number one greatest TV character of all time, and I find it hard to argue with Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson. Yeah. I'm down with that. I don't so much so, just like take. I'm
going to talk to that
list.
Guy in an hour.
But you know, this
figure out what the story
TV
is.
TV character.
What their criterium was.
Do explanations.
I have a couple of questions I'd like to ask myself.
Go with Kramer over Costanza.
Well, those guys are probably very much experts on it. We cannot speak on the greatest TV character.
We know TV.
Stupid radio.
I accept maybe second only to Dolphin.
What?
Time in front of the tube. And what I've done is it's not just talking about this list here. I talk about what the greatest TV characters meant to me.